To be a wordsmith is defined as a person who writes, an author, a journalist, a person who commits their thoughts to paper. But I believe it is so much more. The ability to craft a story, to change lives, to transport the ordinary life to an extraordinary place, to put words on paper and awaken the imagination in ways that the reader never dreamed possible. Yes, to have the ability to see what isn't there and make you see it too. To awaken the senses in new and amazing ways, like feeling a cool breeze on a hot summer day on your cheek. To smell wildflowers as they bloom. To taste a delicacy on foreign soil. To feel like you've never felt before, touching places long forgotten, connecting your soul in new ways. That's what writers do. It's my pleasure to host Carolina Writers Speak, a new podcast, a chance to hear actual writers' voices, hear what inspires them, experience their trials and their struggles, and realize that we all have a story and it's worth telling. Okay. Hi, this is Rose Cushing, and I am the host of Carolina Writers Speak. We're very excited today. My guest is Dr. Mindy Gentis, and she has a brand new book series coming out, the first book of it, From Pain to Peace. So, Mindy, tell us a little bit about you.
Thank you for having me this morning. Yes, I am a chiropractor and author and mom and pastor's wife. I've got four kids and run a busy practice with my daughter, Dr. Kayla, and have lived all over the country, around the world, and have a lot of rich life experiences that I really see as a blessing, and I'm humbled by it, you know, that I've been able to have that opportunity to experience so much. So, yeah.
What a great experience that must have been to have lived all over the world and the country. So through your experiences,
yes.
what inspired you to write this series?
So I grew up as a pastor's kid, and I have lived all over the country, both as a pastor's child and then also as a pastor's wife. And, you know, most of those years were really wonderful, and I had a lot of really amazing experiences. And but then also, too, there's been times, as in anyone's life, where there was pain and hurt. And so, you know, as a young girl, when those things happened, I just buried them and shoved them down and basically told myself I needed to just deal with it and move on, you know, and get over it. And the downside to that is then you kind of do that with a lot of areas in life, right? And mm-hmm. So what I ended up discovering was that as I got older, when I got really stressed out about things, or, you know, just everything in life was just becoming too much, those past hurts and those things began to manifest in other ways. And sometimes I would respond to people out of that pain and that hurt. I would craft my day and my life around that pain and hurt because I didn't want to be hurt more, you know, so I would avoid certain things or shut down and whatever. And so what I discovered then, while I was in a time of tremendous stress, and it was not long after I had graduated from chiropractic school, I was starting a business, and the stress of all of those things really became very overbearing. And I was also in a place where I did not feel supported and cared about by people who I thought ought to be my support system. So my business coach at the time went to work, and we started digging and trying to get to a deeper issue that was probably going on. You know, in chiropractic, we talk about how, you know, your physical pain is oftentimes a result of other things, and it's often a deeper root of pain. And so there's something else going on that is causing you to have these chronic flare-ups. And so if we go around just putting Band-Aids on these pains and or just putting out fires, we're not really ever getting to the root cause of the problem. So just like in our physical pain, we also have to address emotional pain and heartache in the same fashion. We've got to get to what is the root of that. Why are we always responding the way we do under certain circumstances? And so, so my coach and I, we really started working hard, and she started to help me really process through that and really get to the deeper lying issue. And, you know, that was really powerful for me because there's a lot there. And just like we all have different kinds of pain in our life, some have, you know, really, really big, very difficult circumstances that they've had to endure. And others, maybe those circumstances to somebody else doesn't seem to be all that big of a deal, but to them it is very much a big deal. And so my concern in writing my book was that I explain and I give stories and testimonies of different things that have happened, you know, throughout my life and how I've worked through that and principles that I've taken from that and ways to process through it. But I wanted it to be something where people didn't feel that they were comparing my pain to theirs or their pain to mine and one was greater than the other. And so what you'll find in the book is that I don't really tell you what the actual pain was. Some might try to figure it out and, you know, that's on them. But the point of it is that we all struggle and we all have pain that has locked us up. It has been some kind of situation in our life that has caused us to bury it, wrap it up, stick it in those deep recesses of our heart, lock it away, protect it, never to talk about it, don't bring it up, we don't want to talk about it, keep moving, you know, you're fine, get over it. And the downside to that is we live the rest of our life like that. And our lives today then are a reflection of what we've done with that pain that we've never processed and or that grief that we've never grieved. And so as you think about that, you begin to realize, I gotta be free from this, right? And the only way out for a bird locked in a cage like that is to get out of the cage. Well, how do you get out of the cage? You gotta break out of that cage. Is to help women to identify deeper pain that's keeping them enslaved, keeping them locked up like a bird in a cage. They've lost their voice. They don't sing anymore. Their wings are clipped. And instead, help them to break out of that so that they can rise and soar and fly on the wings of peace. Because they'll never experience peace until they get out of that cage and process that pain. So that's kind of the gist of the book and where it goes. But all along the way, there's chapters that are going to end with questions to think about and principles to consider and life application opportunities to implement so that you can begin to process and get through some of those struggles on your own.
That's really, really good. And a lot of people are going to benefit from this because when you share those painful experiences, people don't feel so alone.
That's right. That's right.
And this sounds like it's kind of a workbook too, in a way, to help them go through the process of processing the pain and figuring out what it is and letting it go.
Yes. 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 I decided to do it like that. Instead of a book that you read from front to back, you can kind of skip around in it. Each chapter is designed that it ends with like workbook style questions that mm-hmm. you can work through on your own. It's also designed, it could be a great opportunity for, you know, a few women to get together and do it as a study, if you will, or a book club kind of reading. It's great for that. Mm-hmm. I felt that it was more important to put those questions right away at the end of each chapter versus at the end of the book or in a separate workbook, because I felt that the story is lead implementation, and I think that if we wait too long to get questions, we make what is being pricked in our heart, and we don't really stop and take time to process through it. So, yeah, so we included the questions at the end of each chapter, so that should be really helpful for people.
Yeah, I think so. Now, when is your book coming out?
So we are anticipating a release here in March. We are still waiting on printing and all those things to happen. But yeah, it's coming up here in just a few weeks.
That's so exciting. Now you've got events and things planned too to kind of go hand in hand with your book, right?
We have crafted some large gatherings for women, especially, to come together. We call these Women's Wellness Days. They are designed for women around the country to meet up and have an opportunity to work through the book a little bit and kind of get an idea of the process of working through that pain into finding their peace, and a lot of self-reflection that happens with these. How we do these days are we meet at a spot that's like an outdoor, open, beautiful, scenic place. The first one's going to be in on March the 2nd in Tarpon Springs, Florida. The other one's going to be here on March the 16th in North Carolina in Selma. And we are the days are full of activities and teaching and discussion and painting and drawing and journaling and walks in nature and time spent alone, reflecting, meditating. There'll also be some crystal sound bowl music that we play to just help create a further sense of calm and peace throughout the day. And we'll be sharing healthy food together and just really a good time of coming together as women and forming a new community in every place that we go where people struggling through different pains can come together and support each other. So those are two big events that are coming up. We, of course, are planning more throughout the year. So if your listeners, if they want to host something like that, they can reach out to us and we can get that on the books. We've also got a couple of book signings coming up and a big book release that's going to happen here in April.
That sounds really good. Now, you're available also to do some public speaking, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes. So people can just contact the blackeyedsusanmedia.com. That's a way to reach out to us and we can organize different times to come and speak to your local groups. As well as plan an event if you wanted to host a wellness day, or even a retreat, a full weekend of, you know, really working things out like that. So those are all kinds of opportunities. Yes.
That's really nice because you as a speaker in front of women's groups would be so fantastic in church groups and things, you know, very powerful
Thank
message
you.
that you're delivering here. So
Thank you. Thank you.
in writing your book, what would you say was your biggest obstacle in finishing it and getting it out there?
I think fear, which
Yeah.
is really funny because I talk about fear all the time in this book and how I don't live my life in fear, right? I refuse. That is my motto. Anyone that knows me knows that I am fearless, except for a
Right.
couple of things. You know, anytime you put yourself out there like that
Yeah.
and you share your deeper stuff, there's fear. And the biggest fear, I think, is, you know, what are people going to think? Where part of me just doesn't care, but the other part of me does, you know? And so I think fear is probably my biggest struggle. That and just the process of getting it done.
Right,
You know,
time
that's
is
probably
over.
my biggest struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you self-published this, or your publishing company, Black Eyed Susan Media, published it.
Correct. Correct. So there's so many books that we're currently writing for our practice, as well as me personally, that we actually decided to create our own publishing house. My husband has many years of publishing experience, and so he ran a publishing house out in California when we lived there. So we decided, you know, it's really a better option for us to head that direction. So while it's pseudo self-published, it's also published through the publishing house.
Yeah, absolutely. Now
Yes.
how can people follow you and buy your book in the future? Do you have a website or a Facebook page for all that?
Yes. So currently, you can go to blackeyedsusanmedia.com. There's no dash in black eyed. It's just straight blackeyedsusanmedia.com. And you can check us out there. You can order a book that way as soon as they're. Also, too, the books will be available as e-readers and also on Amazon and other places where books are sold. And obviously, when you buy from the publisher, that's better for the publisher and the author. So we encourage people to do that. But of course, you can also buy on Amazon and other places too.
Right. Well, they can get signed copies from you, and that's a nice feature.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you buy directly from us, you'll get a signed copy.
Now, as a writer coming into our industry, what kind of advice would you give those folks?
I think the best advice is to, first of all, just start writing. Just do it. Like, you've got something to say, and people want to hear it. And write confidently that people want to hear what you have to say. And then, secondly, I think hook up with other people who are experienced writers as well and get some of their ideas and their suggestions on how to go about the whole process. And then, as far as writers' groups and things are concerned, I think it's important that you decide what is your genre and then find a writers' group that fits your genre. If you get into a writers' group where there's a multitude of different genres, it's going to be a little bit more challenging because you're not really writing in your style, and that can be more challenging and maybe even, more frustrating for you as well as for the group itself. So I think those are some big ones. And then if you're wanting to self-publish, try to hook up with other people who have self-published. Or if you want to find a local small publishing company, you can reach out to us or, of course, to you with your publishing house as well. These are local companies, smaller publishing houses that are willing to take on new authors and help promote them and help them be successful. And I think that's really critical when you're trying to write your first book. I mean, it's going to be hard to get in with a big publisher if they don't know who you are. So getting your information out through either self-publishing or small publishing houses is pretty critical.
Absolutely. And most people that write a book do things for a living, and they're not necessarily a marketing person, and you really need that base, of that time
Right.
and that experience.
That's right. That's right. Well, and you need to also talk with people that have done it enough that they know what sells.
Yeah.
So you're not wasting your time. That's the other thing. I mean, the algorithms for all of these social platforms and everything, I mean, it changes so fast that you've got to have people on your team that know what's the latest cutting edge marketing tactics that work.
Absolutely. Now, what's left on your bucket list in the writing world?
Oh, in the writing world.
I
I was
had
going to say, my
to
bucket
put
list, woo! I've got a bucket list that I don't know that I'll ever achieve, and that's okay because I love to live like that.
I do too.
So for my writing world, my current bucket list, because it's never going to end. It's a never-ending bucket list. I have two more books that are coming in the Pain to Peace series. The first one is releasing here in a few weeks, Pain to Peace, Setting the Songbird Free. The second one will be Pain to Peace, Rise Up and Soar. And then the third one is Pain to Peace, Finding Your Flock. And those are coming out here in the next couple of years. So be looking for them as well. And then some of the other things that we're producing, I've got a cookbook that I am currently writing that is from our heart as chiropractors to help people really eat super healthy and in a way that is full of life and color and excitement and tantalizing your taste buds. So that book is called Combrio in the Kitchen with Dr. Mindy. That's going to be coming out this summer. And that'll be a really great book. It's full color, hardcover, awesome book. Great for your coffee table, but put it in your kitchen. And then the other is we've got children's series that we are writing for our chiropractic patients, for the little kids, new moms. It'll all be about around a character that we created. Her name is, or his name is, the skeleton. And he's got all kinds of bony friends, and we will be following him on all of his adventures. So he's got adventures to go to the chiropractor and going to the beach and gardening and all kinds of fun things. So Those are all coming out as well. And my niece is an incredible illustrator, so she'll be doing all of the illustration for those books. And she's a child too, so that makes it even more fun. She'll be writing and or drawing that style that really resonates with children today.
That all sounds fantastic. So as each one releases, be sure to reach out so we can do a show about it.
Absolutely. I absolutely will. And they'll all be posted too. People can purchase them through Black Eyed Susan Media. They'll be all up there. And if you follow us there as well as Facebook, you'll be able to, you know, get in on all the release dates of all that.
That's fantastic. Anything else you want to tell our listeners before we close out?
I think the thing that I want to tell everyone is it is time to break free. It is time. Enough is enough with living in your pain and struggling with it every day, crying yourself to sleep at night. It's time to break out. It's time to fly. Rise up and soar and find your flock. So let's get started. Join me in Florida or here in Selma, and we'll get you going in the right direction.
Sounds awesome. I certainly have the Selma one on my calendar.
So, good. I look forward to seeing you.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, listeners, I appreciate everyone listening. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Everybody has a story. Just let your mind drift away and find yours. I know it's out there. What are you waiting for?